This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British lawmakers have been asked to approve a 1,200-page Brexit trade agreement in one day to beat a New Year's Eve deadline. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Top European Union officials signed the document not long before UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged UK legislators to back the deal.
In the heart of this bill is one of the biggest free trade agreements in the world. As we've discussed in this chamber many times, Mr. Speaker, a comprehensive Canada-style deal worth over £660 billion.
Some lawmakers griped about being given only 5 hours in Parliament to scrutinise a deal that will mean profound changes for Britain's economy and society. But it is highly likely to get the backing from the House of Commons, where Johnson's Conservative Party has a large majority. Former Prime Minister Theresa May said it's not the deal she had hoped for.
We have a deal in trade, which benefits the EU, but not a deal in services, which would have benefited the UK.
Karen Chamas, London.
Wednesday, Britain became the first country in the world to approve AstraZeneca and Oxford University's low-cost COVID vaccine, raising hopes it will tackle surging cases and ease pressure on creaking health services. The Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products and Registry Agency said a rollout was set for January 4th. Two variants of the coronavirus, first found in Britain and South Africa, and more transmissible than the original, are spreading around the world. The World Health Organization says there's not enough information to determine whether the variants could undermine vaccines being rolled out across the globe. Approximately 25 countries report variant cases, including Denmark, Switzerland, India, Japan, Norway, Australia, Germany, Israel, United Arab Emirates, and the United States. This is VOA News.